Very imperative, Deirdre thought. She said please, but she also said at once. With a shrug of acceptance, Deirdre said to herself, Well, I suppose a woman in her position is used to having people jump when she snaps her fingers. Using the map display of her pocket phone, Deirdre hurried along the station's main passageway. She knew it ran along the circumference of the station's wheel, but the structure was so large that the passageway seemed almost perfectly flat. It was only when she looked far ahead that she saw the deck curved upward and disappeared. She was grateful that the station was at lunar gravity, like Chrysalis II, 1/6 of Earth's. After 2 weeks of a full G, it felt good to be back to normal again. Still, she appreciated the chance to exercise her body after lying asleep for more than a week. At last, she found the door marked modestly K. Westfall and tapped on it. A lean, almost cadaverous young man in a dark tunic and slacks slid the door back. His head was shaved bald. His cheeks were hollow, gaunt. "Miss Ambrose," he said in a ghostly whisper, before Deirdre could speak a word.
"That's right."
The young man stepped aside to allow Deirdre to enter. The compartment looked more like an anteroom than living quarters. A desk, several sculpted plastic chairs, a display screen showing an image of a painting of a mother and child that Deirdre recognized from her art classes. A Renaissance master, she thought. Michelangelo or Titian or one of those. Then she remembered clearly. Raphael, the Madonna del Granduca. It had been in the Pitti Palace in Florence until the greenhouse floods.
"Mrs. Westfall will be with you momentarily," the young man whispered.
Gesturing to the chairs, he added,
"Please make yourself comfortable."
Deirdre sat, wondering why Mrs. Westfall had told her to come at once if she was going to have to wait. The young man sat behind the desk and stared into his computer screen, ignoring Deirdre entirely. There was an inner door beside his desk, tightly closed. "Mrs. Westfall asked me to come right away," she said to him. Hardly glancing up from his screen, the young man said,
"Mrs. Westfall is a very busy woman. I'm sure that she's made a special disruption in her schedule to see you."
"But I..." the computer chimed. The young man pointed to the inner door and said,
"Mrs. Westfall will see you now."
Without a smile, without a hint of warmth. Deirdre rose and went to the door. "Thank you," she said to the man. Silently, she added, "You flunky." The door opened onto a compartment not much bigger than Deirdre's own quarters, but this was obviously merely the sitting room of a much larger suite. Comfortable couches, deep upholstered armchairs, an oval glass coffee table set with a tray that bore a beaded stainless steel pitcher and several metal cups. But no Catherine Westfall. Deirdre felt her brow knitting into a frown. Where could she be? Why did she... Catherine Westfall swept into the room from the door in the far wall, looking resplendent in a sheathed lounging suit of carnation red. "She's tiny," Deirdre realized. "Petite." But she seemed to radiate self-confidence, poise, power. She was smiling graciously, but there seemed no warmth to it. Deirdre couldn't help thinking that asps are tiny too, but deadly. Mrs. Westfall reclined on the couch behind the coffee table, looking as if she were posing for a fashion zine. Deirdre picked up an aroma of flowers. There weren't any flowers in the room. Deirdre thought there might not be any flowers anywhere aboard the research station.
But when you're rich, she understood, you can have the scent of flowers wherever you go, or anything else you want.
Deirdre Ambrose, Westfall said without rising from the couch. I am Catherine Westfall.
I recognized you from the news nets, said Deirdre.
Please do sit down. Would you like some juice? It's a mix of orange and mango, quite nutritious and very tasty.
Thank you.
When Mrs. Westfall made no move to pour the juice, Deirdre picked up the pitcher and did it herself.
I'll join you, said Westfall.
Deirdre poured a cup for her. Catherine Westfall took a measured sip of the juice, then said to Deirdre,
I've heard about your medical condition.
Oh?
Rabies. Very unusual. It could be troublesome if it's not treated.
It could be fatal, Deirdre said in a low voice.
Westfall nodded. Back on Earth, there was some rumor about a biology laboratory that developed a genetically engineered form of rabies.
Surprised, Deirdre asked. Why would anyone do that?
Westfall smiled thinly. Scientists. They're always into something. Like little boys digging in a mud puddle.
Do I have a gen-engineered version of rabies? Deirdre wondered.
Westfall's smile faded. I understand that you accused Dr. Pohan of deliberately infecting you.
Oh, well, I'm not sure it was deliberate. But the only way I could have contracted the infection was from the needle he used for my blood test when I first came aboard the Australia.
The accusation upset him terribly.
Not knowing what else to say, Deirdre murmured, I'm sorry for that.
More forcefully, Westfall said, he'll get over it. The question now is, how can we treat your condition, especially if it's an artificially mutated form of the virus?
I discussed that with the medical staff earlier today, Deirdre said. They're developing the necessary vaccine. Dorn has volunteered his blood.
The cyborg, Westfall said with obvious distaste.
Deirdre nodded.
Well, Westfall said, I want you to know that I'm personally looking into your problem. If there is anything you need, anything I can do for you, don't hesitate to ask.
Why, that's very kind of you.
Not at all.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall.
Catherine Westfall nodded graciously.
Then she said, Now tell me what your own work is all about.
Thrown off kilter by the sudden change of subject, Deirdre confessed,
I don't really know. Not yet. I have a meeting with Dr. Archer in about an hour.
Her face hardening slightly, Westfall said,
Do you mean that you've come all this way without knowing what you are expected to do? Or why?
It seems strange, doesn't it? We got a message that they needed a microbiologist here at Station Gold, and I was asked to fill the position.
But what will you be doing? Why does Archer want a microbiologist?
Deirdre shook her head. I don't know. Not yet.
Her flawless brow wrinkling, Westfall said,
I'd appreciate it if you told me about it, once you find out. As a member of the IAA Council, I want to be kept informed about the work going on here.
I'm sure Dr. Archer will...
Not Dr. Archer,
Westfall said, steel in her voice.
You. I want you to keep me informed on what's going on here. Fully informed.
Me?
You. And don't let Archer know that you're reporting to me.
But I...
Westfall's cobra smile returned.
Keep me informed, and I'll do everything I can to help cure your infection. Do we understand one another?
Grant Archer's office. Her mind still spinning from Catherine.